Well, most of you know that as an extension hematologist, we a lot of times have to deal with nematode problems in our cotton fields. And a lot of times what we're dealing with is a single species within our fields. And so these are just some examples here and some slides of showing typically what you would expect to see where you have a single species occurring in the fields. And in most cases, even the single species can be pretty devastating. The southern root knot, obviously, is one of the most common ones that we have. Certainly can cause a lot of problems in some of our sandier fields. The reniform is really more widespread. It causes lots of problems for us in some of our finer textured soils, a lot of the soils that we have, particularly in Louisiana. But what happens when you get both of these nematodes together in the same fields? And this is what we've observed over a number of fields in the past where we seem to have a lot more problems with these two nematodes occurring together. We've known in the past that reniform has tended to come in and pretty much displace root knot in a lot of our fields simply from the historical information we have and what we're seeing. So we know that this tends to be the case. But a lot of times what we're doing now is with the crop rotations that we're using, I think we're a lot of times are shifting back these populations a little bit where we have both nematodes are coming into play again simply because of rotating with corn, which apparently is not very good host for reniform, but is a good host for root knot, and so both nematodes come back into the picture. So what you see in this case here now is we're pretty heavy these two nematodes get together. Here on the slides here, this is pretty bad when you get these two nematodes together in the same field. What we a lot of times will see in some of these fields is there is variability within soil texture in those fields. So what you're seeing here at the bottom two slides here is that both root knot and reniform are present in this lighter part of the field, but as you get back a little bit more into the fields back here, the soil type changes a little bit. Only reniform is present now in the back of the field. So again, we have these complex both nematodes there, but there can be some differentiation between where the two nematodes occur in the field. Looking at some examples of some fields over time, what we tend to do is we see fields like this. This is a fairly light sandy soil. You can see the yellow dots in the field are where root knot is found, and then the purple dot is just where you have one population of reniform found. Basically, what we're seeing here in a situation like this is probably where you get a nematode like the reniform has moved into a field. So if you're trying to make some predictions here, you can't really worry too much about the two nematodes in a field like this. Root knot still seems to be the dominant nematode at this point. We have other fields like this one where we did an intensive sampling of these fields, and you can see it's predominantly, again, a root knot across the field, and again, you can see it's where texture-wise, where the nematode is occurring in the field here, the root knot tends to be in the lighter part of the field here. You've got the little clumpy down here on this end here where reniform now is kind of coming to the picture, beginning to spread, and as we know, reniform will spread more into the heavier parts of the field than say the root knot will. And then this is just another example of a field that we've been looking at where you have, again, in this particular case, the root knot and the Columbia lance together. We don't have a whole lot of Columbia lance in Louisiana, but we do have a little bit. And in a case like this, you can see that for us, at least, which is a little bit unusual for us to see this compared to, say, South Carolina, we found the Columbia lance where the soil was a little bit heavier than where we found the root knot. The root knot was intended to be a little bit more of our lighter soils in this case. But what I want to talk to you today is a couple of fields that we've been working in for a little bit where we're looking at the site-specific application of nematicides and trying to figure out and make some predictions on what you would do in a situation like this where you have fields like this where both nematodes are present, and perhaps what you tend to do in Louisiana is use crop rotation, so we're rotating with a crop such as corn and its impact and trying to make predictions on where now in the field that you need to treat and where you don't need to treat. This is the Kriegler field is what this one is, and you can see here the soil texture ranges within this field. This is EC information running from the 7 on up to 96. the darker colored blocks here, obviously, or the heavier parts of the field, the lighter area here, the almost the white areas of the field, or the very lightest, sandiest parts of the field. This is just looking at some zone sampling that we did for nematodes in this field. And you can see here, this is where the reniform nematode was found in the field. You can see the red and the yellow is where we have fairly high populations of nematodes pretty much across a big part of the field. You can see it has real problems with reniform nematode, particularly where you have the red zones in the field. This is where the root knot occurred in the field. Obviously, the root knot, remember, occurs in the lighter parts of the field, the lighter sandy parts of the field, and that's exactly what we're seeing here, where it's occurring over here in the lightest parts of the field here. Now, obviously, when you look at a field like this, where the problems are, it's pretty much across the entire field. You've got a problem with the purple here, where the reniform is really a major problem across the field, and then the yellow area is where root knot is a problem in the field. What we need to do now is be able to predict where in the field that you would need to treat and where you would not need to treat. And if you do something like we're talking about, where you're doing developing zone management, and you're also trying to look at what effect something like rotating the corner. Well, we went into the field last year in 2008 with our verification strips. You're all familiar with our verification strips, which is nothing more than treated and untreated rows throughout the field there through the different zones of the field to determine where you're getting responses from your nematicide and where you're not getting responses from your nematicide. And you can see the parts of the field here in the zones that responded well to our nematicide. And when I say respond, in a positive fashion, this usually is at least 80 pounds of lint or more, which is a nice economic return from your use of something like a pellet. You can see what parts of the field responded here, and only the red areas of the field was where we did not get a response. And as you remember, that's our heaviest soil zone in that field. So if I was going to try to go in now and make some predictions for what to do in the future, based on the fact that the nematode populations and the fact that if you use, say, corn for 1 year as a rotation in this field, probably what we see is we know there's a relationship between soil texture and nematodes, and we also know that when you use a crop like corn, you're going to have an impact on the populations of reniform, but not necessarily an impact on the root knot nematode. This now is where I would predict that we're likely to see after 1 year of using a crop like corn in a field like this. You can see now we've changed in our zones a little bit. There's a lot less of the field that would require the application of a nematicide, but we still need to remember that the parts of the field where you had root knot were still going to, no matter what you do with corn, is still likely to be a problem for us. And then if we were able to rotate in this field with 2 years with corn, this is what we would see here now, where I would predict that we would likely have to treat and not treat. Pretty much now, the area that we still have to treat is where we saw the problems with root knot before. The areas where we had reniform, most likely now after 2 years of corn, and you would have knocked your populations down enough that you have corn in this field past the year you're hoping to be able to find out this future. This is another field that we've been working in, and this is one that we've got a little bit, I have a little information more about, where we did have some rotations, and this is where we looked at this field back in 2007. It's got both nematodes in the field. You can see the soil texture here in the field with the EC information ranging from 300 from 34 on up to 152. So it's still, we've got a nice range of texture in this field. This is the lightest part of the field up here, sandier loam area of the field, down here to the fairly heavy clay in the field. And you can see the populations of nematodes. We did spot sampling within zones in that field that year. And you can see where the yellow is where the root knot is found, and the kind of pink color is where the reniform was found. Root knot only is found in the lighter part of the field, the reniform is found. We went into that field in 2008 with corn. I would really hope to see some reduction in corn from the root knot. So we went in this past year with our strips. This is the yellow strips we're applying. And again, I went in, we went in this past fall and pulled some samples from, again, within the strips, within the various zones in the field. And you can see we got pretty good levels of both nematodes. Reniform, of course, is across the entire field. But the root knot now, and remember before it was only in the first zone, but we're finding pretty good levels now of root knot in the second zone. And I suspect that's an influence there from the corn. That's why we're seeing a little bit more of that root knot spread now than we did before. Now, this is what I expected. I expected after 1 year of corn that perhaps we would only have probably the first two soil zones where we would get our response for our nematicide in those years. And so I was, because again, remember the soil texture of the field, it gets pretty heavy as the further down into the field you get. It gets pretty heavy there. But the reality is, this is what we found. We got a nice response on up into that third zone also, which we got about 130 pounds of lint response from our telem in that third zone, which actually was about 25 more acres than what I was anticipating in that field. So again, I think the problem we have here with reniform is we know can be a greater problem in these heavier soils, and even though it's fairly heavy soil, it still caused quite a bit of injury in that field. So I don't know what that means for us as far as rotating corn with reniform, whether it really got to go with the longer rotations before you really start seeing any real benefit from it or not. But again, I was really surprised with what we were able to find this past year. But basically what it says for us in terms of site-specific, trying to apply nematicides across these various zones, some of the work that we've been doing a lot of times, is we do have to keep in mind that there are multiple species of nematodes that are out there, and it can be a real problem for us in a lot of our fields, whether it be root knot or reniform, or root knot and Columbia lance, or root knot and Columbia lance and reniform. But yeah, I actually have been one field there where we had all three nematodes in the same field. So again, I don't know what that will mean as far as complicating things in the field. But we do know that whatever cropping patterns that we tend to use, we know that we are using a lot more corn in Louisiana. It seems to be the crop of choice for our rotation. We know what effect that will have on our nematode populations. It'll decrease our reniform, but not necessarily do much in the way of decreasing populations of root knot nematode. But the other thing, though, is with reniform nematode, reniform, again, occurs in a lot wider range of soils than root knot does. And I was real disappointed that we're still not able to show quite the response that I was hoping to get from the use of corn with